The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 160, St. Patrick's Day Special. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
Soldiers three, pardon and wash of Ouzon Pree, lately come forth from the low country with never a penny of money.
Well, shillelaghs and shamrocks, everyone. It's almost St. Patrick's Day, and welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Matt Letter. Today we're going to be playing lots of music to get you in the mood for St. Patrick's Day, or to play at your St. Patrick's Day occasions, wherever you may be. The first song we played today was We Be Soldiers 3 by Coyote Run from Pleads the Fifth. We're going to keep going today with Wild Rover by Boca Musica from Goin' South.
A toast!
A toast!
Here's to abstinence!
What?
Well, as long as it's practiced in moderation.
I get it.
I don't.
We know.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no day never, no day never. For credit, she ordered me out. This custom of yours I can well do without. And it's no day never, no day never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more.
Out in me pocket I took sovereigns bright. The little lady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said she had whiskey and wines of the best. Then she took me upstairs and she showed me the rest.
And it's no day never, no day never no more will I play.
Confess what I've done. They'll open their arms to their prodigal son. When they caress me as all times before, I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no name never, no name never no more will I play the wild rover.
Fine felt hat and a strong hat.
had to ramble, I must go.
Everybody, this is Nelson from the Rogues and
Corey from the Rogues
and Keith from the Rogues
and
Janaea from the Rogues.
And we just want to thank all of our fans for voting for us in the Renfest Awards. It was really great winning the album and group of the year. Corey, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. Just thank you very much for voting.
Keith? Yeah, thanks for all the support. Keep it coming.
Right back at you.
Thanks a lot, folks. Hopefully, we'll be in your area soon and go to therogues.com and join our mailing list so we can let you know we'll be around. Take care. Bye.
Was The Soldier's Joy by Sarah Marie Mullen from The Wild Woods. Before that one was Panda, The Other White Meat by The Rogues from 3 Pounds of Rage. And before that one was The Lost Boys with Rambles of String from Heroes and Scoundrels. Next up, Letters from the Sea by The Merry Wives of Windsor from Here's to the Men.
She was just a village maiden with her red and rosy cheeks to me. Way, hey, hee, hi, ho! She went to church and Sunday school. She sang those anthems sweet. And there's fire down below. The parson's was a misery, so scraggy and so thin to me. Way, hey, hee, hi, ho! Says all you sailors, if you live a life of sin, then there's fire down below. He took his text from Malachi, he swung a weary face to me. Way, hey, hee, hi, ho! I took French leave, I sailed away, well, then I fell from grace, and there's fire down below. Parsons had a daughter, she was sweet as sugar candy. To me, way, hey, hi-ho. He says all you sailors would make lovers all so randy. And there's fire down below. There's fire up aloft and there's fire down low. To me, way, hey, hi-ho. There's fire in the forecastle, but the coal is the crew. And there's fire down below. There's fire up aloft and there's fire down low. To me, way, hey, hi-ho. There's fire in the bosun's whistle, time for us to go. And there's fire down below.
Well, the night that Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Everyone got roaring drunk, some not sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, everyone feeling gay. Till O'Leary came with his bagpipes and music for the play. Oh, and Mrs. Murphy sat on the corner pouring out her grief. Till Jimmy and his cousins, those dirty robbing thieves, they crept into the anteroom and a bottle of whiskey stole. And they put that bottle on the corpse to keep that liquor cold. Oh, and that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Oh, but every drink in the house was full the night that Murphy died. Now 3 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp, he wrote upon the coffin lid, "Herein lies a tramp." They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. Oh, and at a quarter after three, we told her it was nine. Oh, then everyone got merry, we didn't care for prayer. So Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till the whole damn gang was there. Of all the sights I've ever seen that caused me to shake with fear, well, they took the ice right off the corpse and they placed it on the beer. Oh, and that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Oh, but every drink in the house was full the night that Murphy died. Now everything was going great, there was no will at all, till Finnegan tells Flanagan, "Oh, you've got an awful goal." Well, I thought that that might start a fight, and sure enough it did, when Callahan, he carved his name upon the coffin lid. Oh, and then the fight got fierce and strong, and everyone joined in. And someone knocked the whiskers off of poor old Darby Flynn. And Dirty Andy Burke was there, what do you think he'd done? When he turned the corpse right on its head in the corner just for fun. Oh, and that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Oh, but every drink in the house was full the night that Murphy died. Now someone hollered for the cops, they busted down the door. They hopped right on old Paddy's back and they knocked him to the floor. They ripped him twice behind the ears and once upon the head. Oh, but when they got back off his back, sure they found out he was dead. Oh, then Mrs. Murphy started into battling with the cops. She licked every one of them, chased them several blocks. A lovely time was had by all. 18 and cops were tried for breaking out a riot on the night that Murphy died. Oh, and that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Oh, but every drink in the house was full the night that Murphy died. We were good and soused. We stopped on the way at the old Red Door Saloon. We went in there at 9 o'clock, but we didn't come out till noon. Oh, then someone asked old Milligan if anyone had died. Oh, he says, "I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride." We finally reached the churchyard all in a very straight line. Oh, but when we got there, sure, we found we'd left the corpse behind. Oh, and the
that Murphy died.
And that was Toasty by the Wicked Tinkers from Whiskey Supper. Before that one was the Rambling Sailors with The Night Pat Murphy Died from Bright Shining Clear. And before that, Fire Down Below by the Bringers from Ramblers and Rovers.
This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Celtic music is more than just getting drunk on green beer. Now you can enjoy St. Patrick's Day 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Celebrate your Celtic culture with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
And we're just going to go right into another set for our St. Patrick's Day special. This is Parting Glass by Jack Salt and the Captain's Daughter from Bring Us a Barrel.
Of all the money that e'er I've had, I have spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me a parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I've had, they are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, they would wish me one more day to stay. And since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
Come and listen, I'll tell you what happened to me. One day as I walked down to your by the sea, the day it was hot, the sun it was warm, says I a quick pint, couldn't do any harm. So I went in and I ordered a bottle of stout, says the barman, I'm sorry, the beer's all sold out. Try whiskey or fatty, 10 years in the wood, says I a laugh later, I've heard that it's good. Oh, but never, oh never, oh never again am I yet to be 100 or 110. Right out of the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quarter of that Johnny Jump Up.
Everyone together, big sigh, ready?
Now it's very important that you do that, because when you do that, I get to take a drink. So let's try that one more time, ready?
After down in my third, I went out to the yard where I bolted a rope beat. The big civic guard, come into me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, he up with me fist, and I shattered his jaw. Well, he fell to the ground, his knees doubled up. It was not that it was a Johnny Jump Up. Next thing I remember, down in your by the sea, was a cripple on crutches and says, I'm afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a cart. Won't you help me across the Celtic Knob Bar? After drinking a quart of that cider so sweet, well, he threw down his crutches and he danced on his feet. Oh, never, never, oh, never again if I live to be 100 or 110. Right out of the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Oh, that was pretty.
Your dreams.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it again for him. It's the last time. Ready? Get that grin off your face.
I went down the Lee Road up Red for to see. They call it the Madhouse, Senor Medley. When I got there, sure the truth I will tell, they had that poor bugger locked up in a cell. Said the guard, testing him, say these words, if you can't around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad, it was only a sip of a bottle I had. Oh, but never, oh, never, never again am I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Oh, guys, man, that's not like a biological function. Don't do that again.
A man died in the mines by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. After the parlor's measurements to take, his wife brought him home to a bloody fire drink. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer was high. The corpse sits up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh, but never, oh never, oh never again am I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
No,
never, oh never, oh never again am I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Thank you. Scotland and all. But the name that I go under's Bolair and Gobra. Night in the Ricky, as I walk down the street, saw secret police I chanced for to meet. He glowered in me face, and he gave me some jaw, saying, when come you over Bolair and Gobra? Well, I'm not a pat, no Ireland I've been, nor am I a patty, no Ireland I've seen. And if I were a pat, what's it to ya? There's many a Bolair over Bolair and Gobra. Well, I can tell you're a pat by the cut of your hair. You've turned to Scotsman as soon as you're here. Native country, breaking the law. We're seizing all stragglers from Erin Gobra. If I were a pat, and you do it were true. If I were a dabble, then what's it to you? If it weren't for that stick that you hold in your paw, I'd show you a cave laid in Erin Gobra. Lump of black corn that I held in me fist. His great head, I made with a twist, and the blood from his neighbor I quickly did draw. I paid him stock and interest from Erin Gobra.
Was Erin Gobra, Ice Bear Dance by Shillelagh from Evening Pint. Before that, Tour de Deleu, Give Me Your Hand by Cade from Second Hearing. And before that one, Johnny Jump Up, performed live by Three Pints Gone from Auld Lang Syne, the new favorites of Three Pints Gone. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. So I think that about wraps it up for this week. Hopefully everybody has a fun and safe St. Patrick's Day. Please, if you are going to be drinking, please drink responsibly. Make sure that you are careful with your transportation and also with your use of bagpipes. So we're going to leave it with Kilgarry Mountain, Whiskey in the Jar, by Iron Hill Vagabonds from Whiskey and Promises. That's it for this week. Have a great time out there, and see you later.
On Kilgarry Mountain, Swag Captain Farrell and that funny hair was counting. I found brought my pistol and then brought my sabre in. Stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver. Who's ringing me their bed down? Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I gave it all to Jenny. She smiled when she swore that she never would save me. But the devil's in the woman and they never can be easy. For she ring up with her bed down. Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. I went to my chamber, for to get some slumber. I dreamt of golden witches, I am sure it was no wonder. Jenny took my charges and she filled them up with water and called for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Oh, shitting up with her head up. Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning before I'd ought to travel. Guards crawl around me, I am like was Captain Farrell. I first brought the pistol for my sabre, it was taken. But she couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Oh, shooting up in her bed, back full the Dario, back full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. They took me to a prison without charge or right for robbing Captain Farrell up on Kilgarry Mountain. But they didn't take the fist, so I knocked the sentry down and bid a fond farewell to the jail in Sligo town. Oh, shitting up with her bed down. Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. Now if anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find a station down in Corcoran, Killarney. And if he comes to save me, we'll go roving in Kilkenny. And he will treat me better than me, darling, sportly Jenny. Oh, shitting up with her bed down. Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. Now some men take the pressure from their drinking and their choking. Others take the pressure from the gambling and their smoking. But I take all me pressure from the jewels of the party. And courting pretty lasses in the morning, bright and early. Mooshering up with her head up. Whack full the Dario, whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar. Mooshering up with her head up. Whack full the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.